Okay, so this is day one of... Start again. Take two. This is day one of my experiment where I'm going to do a couple things. So the first thing is I'm using the concept of watching a movie, same movie every day, to help me with my self-care. So this is kind of a technique to make sure that I'm watching myself and not letting myself kind of get bogged down in the little things that make me anxious and stressed out, and do more self-care. So a lot of that is going to be working out. A lot of it's going to be, you know, just making sure I look nice the next day and just to make sure that I'm watching myself. And at the same time, I'm going to try to make it a little bit more fun, and watch the same movie every day. So it sounds kind of weird, but I think that could be a fun thing to do. So I went through Amazon and I tried to find a movie that was not too long, not too short. I was going to see if we could do a run of a TV show, but it seemed more fun if I can watch the same movie every day and see kind of what happens if I do that. So the movie that I picked was I, Frankenstein. So every day, theoretically, I will use I, Frankenstein to help me with my self-care. So that'll be working out and then doing things like doing my hair or doing my nails or doing, you know, exercising, reaching out socially, things like that. So just the things that will keep me in line with my self-care. So also you get a little review. So basically every day I'll be reviewing that and then kind of give you a little heads up on how I feel about the movie as I watch the movie. So that's a little part of it. Okay, so today I used watching I, Frankenstein for the first time for working out. And so far it's good. It's not great. It's good. I don't 100% understand what's going on with it, but that doesn't mean it's bad. First reactions, it's a little confusing, little gothic, with lots of Greek sounding characters, with a lot of religion mixed with mythology. There's gargoyles, there's Frankenstein, it's set in, I want to say now, but not 100% sure. It's a little confusing. So first reaction is God help me if I don't understand it by the end of this, but I think another rewatch will help me kind of fully flesh it out. I get the ideas that Frankenstein's monster was created, and then he's like chilling, and then it's now, hopefully, I think, and then he's doing his thing. So, and then there's like gargoyles, and then they're demons, and they want to animate their demon army. So that's kind of what I got out of it. So at first watch, I'm real confused, but Aaron Eckhart's good. He gave a solid go at it, and all the other actors, I'm not 100% sure I recognize them. It does not mean that they were not good. They were fine. First go, good. I don't dislike it. So we'll see how this goes. First go was fine. So that's kind of how it's gonna. So we'll see how this goes. So that's day one of the I, Frankenstein plan. So basically with this, yeah. The big thing I'm wondering is this timeline and the kind of mishmash of different genres. It's real kind of patchwork, like his face. And so I think I need to kind of parse it out and figure out what they're going for with it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it at the same time. So I did use it to work out, which was not a great idea. At the same time, it's a little super boring to the point where I was focusing more on working out because I was a little bored, and then then parts would happen, and it did go by sort of fast, but I was a little confused. So I guess the confusion factor helped me be distracted just long enough to not notice I was biking. I don't know if this is the best idea, because eventually it'll become so numb and I will no longer notice the gargoyle army or the demon parade thing at the theater, that it might just become a blur and I'll be extra conscious about working out. Or, you know, maybe I'll just be so enraptured by Aaron Eckhart's face that it'll just fly by. So we'll see. You never know. Like, maybe eventually I'll be like, oh, we're only, you know, it'll be nice to be like, oh, we're 10 minutes in, we're 5 minutes in, we're 40 minutes in. My 45-minute mark, which is my workout end, is when the blonde electrophysiologist, which I don't know is a thing, because I'm not sure why you would need someone who's an expert at electricity in the body. That doesn't seem like that would come up a lot. But I guess it does. I mean, it's incredibly convenient. Is like yelling at Bill Nye, and he says, "Go home, doctor." And that's my cue that I get to stop. So that'll be my nice little go home, doctor. Like, you get to go home and stop working out. So that'll be fun. So that's my little cue to go. But first glance, I know nobody really liked it, and I get it. So I'm going to see if I can develop a bit of a love for it. Like, it's my own kind of boring, gothic love child. You'll never know. We'll see how this goes. So that's day one. So I used it to work out and to get ready for tomorrow. So as the week goes on, this was a weekend, you know, fake weekend day for me. So we'll see how it goes when I'm working, see if it's a bit harder to kind of cram it in, or maybe, you know, I'll eventually look forward to it in kind of a weird, like, Stockholm Syndrome kind of way, where it's the only bit that provides me comfort in this crazy world. We'll see how this goes. So, day one, donezo. We'll see, come back for day two tomorrow. All right, bye.